This is the absolute final episode of Series 3. The final time I will be speaking to you for a while from the wonderful and so enjoyable to make Limitless Podcast, where we are making the impossible possible every single day. Don't forget, the best way to support me in making this podcast is to share with your friends, leave a review, and come join me on www.patreon.com/limitlesscommunity for just a few quid a month. So, time to get comfy for a little ride today into my why, the reason for making this podcast, and how I want to change the world. When I first started this podcast, I had no idea where it was going, to be honest. I had this big dream that one day I would be inspiring and influencing a community of people to change the world, setting free the ideas that had stayed caged in their heads for such a long time, and supporting them in making them a reality. I envisioned these ideas would range across all sorts of topics, from supporting a more sustainable existence on this planet to teaching world leaders how to maintain peace. This is still my vision now. I truly believe that every single person has the potential to create ideas that will change the course of the future on this planet, and that the best way to get to this future, where everyone can do that, is to start with education. Formal education has spread far across the globe since its popularity grew in Europe a few hundred years ago. It has transformed from something that was seen as an exception and a privilege for those in a fortunate enough position to either have the money or the status to be allowed it, to something that is a right for every child in Western culture and desired for every child across the world. Education is changing the world as children have their eyes opened to new skills and knowledge and a chance to see a new perspective on what the world can offer them. However, the education system as it currently stands in many, many countries across the world is broken and out of date. We've synonymised schooling with learning, and unfortunately for many children, the school they attend is not a very good place for them to learn. We have now developed new psychological understanding of the way the brain learns, neurodiversity, and the importance of a whole well-being to childhood development. But practices that support this new understanding are not put into place in very many schools. We also live in a completely different world to a few hundred years ago. Back then, skills such as writing and arithmetic were subjects that made the most sense to learn and would set children up for the best future. This isn't the same anymore. The skills children need now are less tangible, skills that will be imperative for a future that is unknown and rapidly changing. Creativity, communication, collaboration, understanding of different cultures, these are the things that aren't taught enough in schools and yet are what students will need the most. If we are to enable everyone to stretch their creative muscles and develop ideas that will change the world, allowing people the space to try new things that have never been done before, and fumble through an unknown landscape to create projects, campaigns, and businesses that fit this new future, we need to be developing these skills from when children are small. The first foray into education should be learning how to take talents which already exist within every child and expanding them, showing them how to make the most of the skills they've developed in their first few years of life, and giving them what they need to develop them further. Every child will have skills and interests which come to them easily, these should be celebrated and then shown how they can combine with other children to work together to create even more exciting projects than they could have made on their own. Instead, so much of education today is about working alone to learn and demonstrate a skill that has been decided by someone else as the most important thing to learn, assessed against others to create an arbitrary competitiveness that helps some kids feel clever and pressured to always do well, and other kids feel stupid and like they're never going to be worth anything. Education forces us down paths we don't enjoy or aren't that good at, and stifles our creativity when we attempt to stray off the path of what has been set for us. We get trained out of following our instincts, our ideas, our gut feeling, because we have to produce something specific on a specific topic at a specific time, and if we can't or won't, we're seen as failures. Education should not be like this for today's children of the world. The reason Limitless started with educators is because we are seeing a new way to develop our children, which involves more autonomy, more creativity, and more trust. We have no idea what subjects our children will need to know about in 30 or even 15 years' time, so we need to equip them with the ability to work it out for themselves. I have seen so many children and adults leave school seemingly successful, with lots of grades and achievements, and yet with no idea what they want in life or what impact they could have. I was one of them. I did pretty well at school, but then I fumbled through a few jobs I wasn't sure about and ended up in an IT career, basically because the pay was all right and I knew what to do. This is where I want Limitless to make a difference. When we enable people to see beyond their current capabilities in the realms of something that drives them, a passion or value or interest, this is when the magic happens. I want this for all people, children, adults, all around the world, any culture, any ability, all interests, and the way to make this happen is to change the way we educate young people. Education has truly changed the world, but it could do so much better. This is where we need to start. I didn't know where this podcast was going when I started it. I was playing with skills and talents I wasn't even truly aware of. There is no exam or test for how well I'm doing, no success measure other than ones I make up. I have a vision, and I have to set my own goals. The steps to get to where I want are unclear. It will require trial and error and lots of mistakes. I will have to test my ability to pursue my vision even when it feels like I'm treading water. I will need to change direction according to circumstance and take opportunities that arise, not knowing where they will take me. I will have to forge new connections and work with others to bring my vision to life. I will have to follow my instinct on what to do next. I should have learned all this in school, but I'm learning it now, and I'm bringing you along with me. When this series of the Limitless podcast ends, I'll be taking some time to develop my ideas around it over the summer. Up until now, I've been producing this podcast because I enjoy it and it enables me to meet new people, but I've been spreading myself into other areas too, and it's created overwhelm and a lack of focus. My instinct is now telling me that at this point at the start of my business journey, I need to build far more focus on one thing, on this podcast and work related to it, and turning that into a living. I want to know how I can reach a greater audience, how to market myself properly, and understand the ways to make money in this business. I don't know where exactly I'll end up, but it feels great to have some clarity on my direction and where I'm going to focus my efforts in the next few months. And it feels wonderful to have finally found work that feeds my soul. Honestly, for this series of the podcast, I was excited to share my journey into my business creation because I thought I'd be starting to make some money. What I've actually shared is a lot of my trial and errors, my small to medium-sized successes and failures, my challenge of balancing my side hustle with my day job, and trying to maintain a family life at the same time. At some point, I know I'll make a bigger impact, and I want to share that with you. But being here and sharing my story has reminded me how success can sometimes not look like what we thought. It might not be loads of cash, but it could be getting messages from people saying how an episode has changed them in some way, having people request to be guests on the podcast, actually too many to say yes to them all, being asked to interview two exciting people at an education festival over the summer, building relationships that have given me new spaces to share my work, learning loads about networking and podcasting and where my strengths and weaknesses lie, and remaining consistent and listening to my gut about what to follow and what not to. I've had many successes and I've learned a lot, and I hope you've been able to learn alongside me on the way. So, what's the future for Limitless? Over the next few months, I'm taking a break from most things, including my day job, although I will be attending the Summerhill Festival of Childhood in Suffolk, which is all about education, so I may have something to share with you from there. But mostly, I feel like I need a break. I once heard about a business owner who shut up his business for a whole year every 7 years, and he said he was more creative in that year than any other. He would travel, work on personal projects, spend lots of time with his family, and then come back refreshed and renewed and with completely new ideas for the direction of his business. Well, that's the plan for me on a smaller scale. A month off, lots of lovely time with my daughter, and then come back to my day job and my podcast with a renewed sense of purpose and some great ideas for the next series. I don't know yet what will happen with my community and coaching practice. For now, they won't be forming a part of my daily work as I'll be putting all of my efforts into the podcast. But I'm not dropping them completely. They'll be hovering around in the background, waiting for a light to be shone on them and clarity to emerge. I want to take this opportunity at the end of Series 3 to say thank you to all of you who listen to the podcast. I know who some of you are, and I'd love to know more of you, so don't be shy and come on over to socials or join the Patreon community so I can get to know you. Thank you if you've shared this with friends or written reviews. This fantastic little gift from you means more people can learn and join us on this journey to change the world. Thank you so very much to those in my Patreon community. It's like having a little cheerleading team, keeping you going, and that is lovely and exactly what I need to motivate me to create these each week. Each one of you is making this podcast possible. I still feel like I'm at the very start of this journey, even though I've created 3 series so far. But it feels like the start of something new and exciting. The next phase. I will keep going. I will keep working out how to raise awareness. I will keep searching for a way to make this sustainable for me so I can spend more time on it. I will keep working towards my vision. Educators, campaigners, business owners, change makers, all of you out there, keep going with me. Rome wasn't built in a day, and the journey to change the world is just that, a journey without a true ending. The power you can provide is not in the achievement of an end goal, but in your ability to journey through the rough and the smooth and keep providing your best self to the world. When we are all working towards being our best selves, that is when the world will truly be changed.